The remnants of the predatory presence of American corporations throughout China are too obvious to miss. But this vast presence hasn't been able to solve America's fundamental economic problems, and they have only served to secure soaring profits for the financial sector in particular. My dear Sparrow, it's not a bad idea to take another look at the figures. In statistics published by the U.S. Treasury, at the end of 2006, 44% of America's federal debts were to foreign countries. 66% of this amount was provided by other countries' central banks, especially those of China and Japan. In total, Chinese and Japanese lenders own 47% of the U.S. foreign loans. In simple terms, this means that Japan and China are actually responsible for providing for American households. So it's not hard to imagine how Western politicians react to this.
所以在这一点上我也觉得这样，当然了，西方你说某些人有没有政治目的，我觉得也有，咱们也不能说这个事情，你也可以看到这个西方的这些表现，你比如说美国，你比如说这个汇率这个问题，我不相信阴谋论，是指西方国家的阴谋，但是西方的某些政治家。
为了他本国的利益，对中国施压，这个事情也是明白的。中国经济对美国的影响现在是越来越大，主要是出口。现在中国的出口对美国的出口已经成为，已经在美国都成，中国已经成为中国的，在美国的产品已经成为位居美国前列的，不是第一就是第二。 影响着美国的贸易平衡，影响着美国的家庭生活，影响着美国的很多的，这个比如说家庭收支、就业等等，还有甚至是一些产业。
Here, near one of Shanghai's stock markets, I'd like to tell you about some more things. In July 2005, China began reforming the mechanism that determines Chinese currency rates. Owing to these reforms, China managed to strengthen yuan every day and offer it as an important currency in the world's financial arena. Elsewhere, with the success of the imports and the ensuing positive trade balance, many other countries decided to bring massive sums of their hard currency reserves here. Every one of these achievements has consolidated the yuan even more, now causing the Chinese stock market shares to rise. As the debilitating trend of the U.S. dollar persists, Beijing's intention to turn a reserve of 1.4 trillion U.S. dollars into another currency, in particular the euro, has also strengthened.
但是呢，你也可以从它来，它也变得聪明了。
他觉得对中国施压起不到那个效果，是这样，越压呢，中国可能更和他反抗这个。所以现在中国经济的发展，对美通过出口产品，特别是中国的出口产品的价格低价，还有中国产品的这个背后的这个持续的发展力。
And on our part, we are afraid that too much American financial influence in China may create some kind of crisis, financial crisis in China. So we are guarding against too much hot money come into China's stock market, when we are also guarding against too quick penetration from American banks and non-banking financial institutions from getting into China. And their insurance companies and pension funds, they are very eager to get into the Chinese market. But we are not ready because we have to strengthen our financial institutions to the extent that we can safeguard China's domestic markets. So this is a very complicated relationship.
China has made a lot of effort to protect and preserve its economic status. One of these measures is the replacing of the U.S. dollar with other currencies of the world. Based on published reports, Beijing in the new year, at least in the clothing and textile market, has put the American dollar aside. The spread of this idea to other Chinese industrial sectors, in addition to the blow it deals to the prestige and financial stature of the U.S., also entails the strengthening of Europe as one of America's most formidable rivals. Moreover, this matter encourages China to embark on investing in Europe instead of the U.S., and as a result, reinforce the Sino-European economic axis.
有这个目标，因为中国呀，现在和美国的这个经济地位这个差距啊，中国和美国的差距越来越小。你也说得很对，美国的在世界上的地位相对越来越弱，就是说它的经济在下滑，它的美元在贬值，而中国反过来了，中国在增长，高速增长，持续高速增长。
Writing about complicated issues in a letter to you, dear Sparrow, is rather difficult. It's not easy putting everything on paper. Nevertheless, I'll try to convey the gist of my research in a simple way. The increase of China's hard currency reserves, in addition to bringing a high level of economic immunity for this country, has also directly fortified its effectiveness and maneuverability. The notion of changing the currency from the U.S. dollar to other hard currencies is another issue. This has gained attention not just in China, but elsewhere too.
But the recession in the United States is not in China's best interest. And if we withdraw money from their financial market, then they will suffer. And we don't know whether we can gain from doing so. So we are very cautious not to take any decisive or very drastic decisions in the financial market.
We hope in future, I also believe in future, renminbi would become international money, some kind of. Other countries will also need renminbi. And Chinese people can bring renminbi to other countries to freely exchange with other currencies.
The value of U.S. dollar is now a very headache issue for China's economy. So in future, we will, increase the significance of Chinese yuan. But the solid base for China to internationalize the Chinese renminbi, Chinese currency is simply depend on how excellent China's economy performance could be sustainably and we say massively.
In the course of recent developments, China has been able to attract a tremendous amount of foreign capital. In 2006, China's hard currency reserves exceeded the $1 trillion mark. In spite of this, Beijing has spent a substantial portion of its resources in buying U.S. Federal Reserve bonds in a bid to pacify the Americans. On the one hand, this matter has made the U.S. more dependent on the Chinese economy. On the other hand, it intimates a greater Chinese control of America's political behavior. Of course, Chinese subsidies could provide a quick fix for the U.S. budgetary deficit, but in the long run, it would no doubt uncover the true nature of the American economy.
Yeah, currently still a very small market. If you go to Hong Kong, you can use renminbi. In America, it's still difficult, but I know there are some specialized agencies dealing with these issues. Chinese people, when they travel abroad, they can use Chinese credit card to buy goods, services, pay?
We do have quite a good number of the countries we do trade with. So not necessarily American market only. We do have quite a big coverage of European markets. At the same time, we do encourage the companies to export to other developing countries like Africa and the Asian countries too.
Yeah, that might be a good signal. If I know it's, there are more and more Chinese companies listed in New York Stock Exchange. So that means some American people also have a strong need for renminbi. And renminbi will become international currency.
People bike to Chinese stock markets to spend countless hours at their computers in trading. At present, stock markets are very active all over Chinese cities. China's culture and tradition is, however, visible here, although in a subtle way. The elderly trade stocks quietly, while the young are busy elsewhere with production or consumption.
For example, 现在东南亚或者一些近的一些国家已经开始非正式的使用人民币了。这样的话，我们国家的贸易或者我们国家的开放就更加便利了吧，更加稳定了。所以现在这个方向，目前人民币升值这个方向也是我们国家自己的一个方向，只不过是慢慢慢慢的走吧。
So the issue is who will emerge to replace the diminishing role of the American dollar. Now, my view is that the euro definitely will be important replacement of the diminishing role of the US, as it has already been the case. In addition, the Chinese yuan in the future will become another currency for international settlement and the international currency reserves.
Dear Sparrow, I've quoted a lot of reasons and cited evidence that explain the current state of China's economy. When we compare and contrast these with the realities of a deepening financial crisis and economic slump in the U.S. and the Western world in general, we hear the alarm sound for all of us. At the moment, a group of Western financiers has managed to secure enormous profits for themselves, temporarily, through hanky-panky. But if this wealth does not create jobs or induce activity among others, it will certainly prove temporary. The news speaks of the recession, factories shutting down, banks going bankrupt, stocks plunging, the devaluation of the dollar, and hundreds of other hectic issues that cloud an already worried mind. Until another letter, it's goodbye from Lara.